XFM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
We should change the intro without telling Jimmy. Just, and James P. White is still on trend.
He'll be here whenever his bus gets here.
Grant Johnson is living proof that you can jinx things.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. So we are close to the, I don't know, is that the 50th Street train? No, what is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to get stuck at it in the mornings a lot. And yesterday, as I was leaving work, I looked at the window and you could see a train. And I was like, I said out loud, oh, Jimmy's here. Those early buses they added.
They just... Do you have a contact?
I'll go wait for that.
He's getting dial a bus now.
Anyways, is he getting picked up?
Yeah, I think the bus comes right to his house and picks him up and brings him here. So,
it's a shorter bus.
I looked at the window at work and I could see the train. I said, I haven't been stuck in that train in a really long time. And then I said out loud, probably jinxed it. And this morning I pull up and the train is there.
Sure enough, man, I'm telling you.
There's the train.
You gotta be careful. There's so many times this happens.
And I even said, where's some wood? And I'm like, I don't need to knock on wood. Jinxed it.
In the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So I was out for a walk with the dog. I'm actually going to make a concerted effort to be... How do I explain this? Okay, so we moved to St. Albert when we moved to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
Because we heard about the schools. We wanted the girls to get into French immersion. We heard that it was great up there. And it was. And it was an excellent community. And I have no complaints about my time in St. Albert. It was an unbelievable place to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this is my fault. I don't really get that connected to a place.
Your like, community.
Yeah, and maybe it's because I moved so much when I was a kid.
Maybe, yeah, that could be a part of it.
So, I don't have a bar. Like, we had a spot that we would go and have a meal on a Friday.
You're not part of the community league, though.
Yeah, yeah. we kind of existed there, right?
Yeah.
And St. Albert is, and I've heard this from other people, and there's examples of neighborhoods in St. Albert where they have block parties and everybody hey Jerry, how you doing? There's that.
All their neighbors get together.
But my neighbor came out and yelled at me because I blew leaves on his yard last week in St. Albert. And his wife would run in the house when I was outside. that was my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Everybody just sort of kept to themselves. I'm part of the problem. I realized that. But when we moved, my wife and I are like, we're going to try, I'll give you another example. I never once, I swear to God, not once, went to the farmer's market.
Yeah, and St. Albert has a massive farmer's market.
Yes.
Like a huge farmer's market.
Every Saturday, it's on.
Yeah, all summer.
I never went, I could literally stand on the roof of my house in St. Albert and probably see it. But I never went.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I just
never got that connected to St. Albert.
Never.
But now you've moved into a neighborhood and you're going to make an effort?
I'm going to make an effort. So what I've been doing is I was telling you about the dog walk. And I'm just walking around. I'm driving to spots.
Yeah.
Walking around. Yesterday I walked down under by the down by Fox Drive there. Behind the horse barns. And I'm just
area.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to know my neighborhood. So we were out, and I walked by a school, and I saw, it's a long way to get to, bear with me, long way to get to the story. I was walking past an elementary school, and I saw an SUV parked in the parking lot of the elementary school. With the flags on it.
Oh, okay.
Right. There wasn't an F Trudeau, but I'm guessing that an elementary teacher probably wouldn't put an F Trudeau sticker on his car.
It's probably not the best look.
So I'm making a lot of assumptions here. It might not have been a teacher's car.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a parent there to pick up a sick kid. But it was clear to me. And also, maybe he just really loves Canada.
Yeah.
He's not a freedom fighter. Maybe he wasn't in Ottawa in February. Like, I'm making a lot of assumptions here. But now, when you see a car with more than, with multiple flags on it.
Flags are kind of a sign now, right?
Yeah. Generally speaking, that's where you go, right?
Yeah.
And again, listen, you're allowed to have your opinion. It just, I got thinking to myself, what if I had kids in school right now? And there was a teacher that had a wildly opposing opinion to mine,
mm-hmm.
teaching my children. How would I feel about that?
Would you do something? And that's a big issue now. Usually it's...
Is it?
Well, usually it's... I was going to say, people are always like complaining about like these liberal teachers are
What about if it's the other way around?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to happen too often, right? I've never really heard that. But I could see that being an issue. Even there's a Catholic school in Edmonton that is in trouble or whatever, apologizing because they were having a pro-life speaker come into the school.
Okay.
And it's a big story right now in Edmonton.
See, I kind of went through this with religion. I'm very anti. I'm not. I got to start saying this out loud because I say things about religion where I think people probably go... I'm anti-religion. I am not anti-faith. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. If you have a belief structure, Jimmy has a belief structure that I don't believe in. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about it. But I'm proud of him that he has maintained his faith. Faith, I believe in. Religion, I have a massive problem with.
And organized religion, that kind of needs to be said. It's organized religion.
You're like a modern-day Jesus.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why he came, to get rid of organized religion.
Anyway, I put my foot
Lachlan
down.
Christ.
I put my... Well, what are my initials?
LC.
L. My middle name.
Yeah.
J.
LJC. Wow.
I try not to highlight that. Because I know how that sounds coming out of my
single
mouth.
Single mother growing up.
It's the whole thing.
Stepdad was a carpenter.
He was.
He didn't wear shoes a lot.
He didn't have a TV.
Lived in a van down by the river. No, that's different.
Anyways,
where the hell was I?
a teacher, teaches
my
things you might
not
agree
with. My middle name is actually
J-A-Y. Okay, we got lost here.
I think I would have some concern. I think it's going to be a bigger problem moving forward.
So would you go into the school and like...
I wouldn't be allowed.
Talk to the teacher?
I went to one parent teacher meeting when I was...
When
the kids were growing up, and then the wife shut the door on them.
I'll tell you what happens.
Probably for this reason.
I know. I think... I'm trying to remember. There was something that even in play school came up that was just kind of old school. And like Nora said something about it. And we're like, yeah, that's not really... a thing. I don't remember what it was though, but I think the way
well I can
to
see
handle
you
it,
and
at
Mac
at home just being like, yeah, you know what,
yeah,
don't really think that way.
yeah well I mean it's going to be interesting because I'll tell you this, if I was teaching a class of kids,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely I'm just being honest. I would try to influence them to my way of thinking. Wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
It's
a bunch of Lachlans.
It's okay to yell at people and make them cry.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
We did get a couple of texts on this.
So Travis was saying parents should not only interview the teachers, but the entire school in Sherwood Park. He said they have designated schools based on where you live. So he's saying go in, look at the school, interview everybody before you send your kids there, I think is what he's saying.
At least check it out to see like what kind of stuff they teach and whether or not they're super religious.
It sounds a little aggressive, but I don't disagree with it. I mean, like...
My only thing is logistically, like if every parent is going in to interview the teachers... How many kids are in those schools?
Well, they get paid enough. But to deal with that.
They got all summer to do
but
it.
But also you'd have where there's...
Can you imagine what a pain in the ass I would be?
Oh, yeah. You'd be on the phone with them.
Yeah. Linda, get over here. Sit down. But how much do you drink on the weekends?
Yeah.
But then
not
you,
enough.
You would, but if doing it that way, you'd have some schools that would have no kids in it because the parents don't agree with what's being taught or how you know, it's being taught. Or
in hindsight, this is just a horrible idea that I even talked about this because teachers already have enough problems.
True. Yeah,
and right. maybe it's not a bad idea if your kid is going to school and hearing an opposing opinion to what they're getting at home, and then you can correct them when they get home. But,
then you can slap some sense into them when they get through the door.
Just ignore them.
Teach them to listen to other opinions and then
beat it out of them.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So again, this quest I've been on with Pusha T is to end Arby's shame. And you mentioned it the other day, and it's actually a good point. It's worth mentioning. If you're having a conversation about Arby's, it's worth saying out loud that I'd like the fact that they've kind of like dug in on this whole thing.
On the like Arby's.
Yeah.
When they're like, we'll never have a vegan option.
Yet they're aware of it, right?
Yeah, they're aware of their image, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the meats.
They've bought in.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Anyway, I've always been an Arby's fan. And I've always... And people have asked me about the who eats there. You know that trope, that little gem that people are doing on their TikTok videos?
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot of people eat there, you morons.
But you never see anyone
it's
there.
Awesome.
But you never see anyone there because of the shame. But right, but it's an in and out.
The thing is, though, is you're always complaining about the Arby's shame. Don't hate on the shame because it keeps the lines low. It keeps you in and out quick. It keeps
anyway.
You, that's my personal opinion.
The boss saw a Arby's email, like a press release.
Yeah,
and it was about the new poutine dip, which they're bringing back.
November 7th, Arby's is bringing back the poutine dip sandwich. So it's a classic toasted sub roll loaded with roast beef, curly fries, cheese curds, and gravy.
They throw it all in there.
And then you get a side of gravy to dip it into.
It's your calories for the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's awesome.
He sent that, and I really wanted to. There's no Arby's near me.
It's so good. I had it last year when it came out. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I think we saw a picture of it, and I literally got off the air that day and drove right to Arby's and bought one. Anyway, when I saw the press release, because the boss was like, I don't know why I'm sending this, but I feel obligated just based on how much you guys talk about Arby's on the show. I looked down at the bottom of it, and it had contact info.
Oh, so you're trying to get somebody from Arby's.
I'm trying to get somebody to come on the show from Arby's. We'll keep you posted, everybody.
3, 2. The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mini.
I will not be ignored.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
So I don't know a lot about horror movies, right? So you guys are going to have to help me out on this.
I know nothing about it, so he's the expert.
So yeah. Jimmy's going to watch a remake this weekend. I found a Rotten Tomatoes list.
Of the best ones?
The best ones. I was surprised, actually, because some of them I didn't realize were remakes. Like, I Am Legend is a remake.
Is it? Okay. That's a horror movie? I guess so.
Yeah, it's vampires.
Right? Okay, yeah.
The other one was...
I do the horror movies. It's like Nightmare on Elm Street or... So, but those, I guess you're technically speaking, that would be a horror movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them else, It was on there. You haven't watched It? I thought we made you watch that.
No, I watched the original one when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. The new ones are really good.
I remember
They're like 3 hours long. But
he was very, very upset about the suggestion of It last year when it came up, I think. Because that was on the list. Has that come in?
That has not been texted in. So what's been texted in is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You haven't seen any of those, eh?
The Hills Have Eyes.
Okay.
That one's disturbing.
That's a remake?
That's a remake, yeah. And it's disturbing. Amityville Horror, the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, I did know that was a remake.
Yeah. Evil Dead came in. It's a remake. I was thinking the one that I came to mind first was The Crazies. You ever watch that one?
No.
No.
And that one was pretty scary. And that was a remake.
What kind of text are we getting on this?
Yeah, those are all the ones I just read.
And The Ring just came in. But
The Ring's a remake?
Yeah, The Ring's a remake. You watched that, though.
I had to watch that one year. I can't remember which year it was, but I watched that one.
That was a couple of years ago. That first year that we did the horror movies, we beat you up. It was four, like, just massive.
What I like about
scary movies,
The Crazies, is it's got that Timothy Oliphant, is that how you say his name?
Yeah.
And surprisingly, he plays a sheriff in it.
He's a sheriff. Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah, he plays a sheriff in every single movie he's in. Dawn of the Dead, Evil Dead, It. Those all just came in.
Okay. The Hills Have Eyes, I find very...
That one was disturbing.
Very intriguing.
Well, the whole Tabor connection, too, right? Jimmy's from Tabor.
I don't know.
What does it have to do with Tabor?
Once you watch the movie, you might get it.
Hold on. Let me get some music that might help out. Am I wrong here?
No.
Hold on. Hang on. I have it right here. All right.
Is it The Hills Have Eyes? Who texted that one in? That was Slim Chris, I believe. Oh, no, he said Texas Gen.
Dean had a typo.
Dustin. The Hills Have Eyes.
Children of the Porn. All right. Hills Have Eyes. That's my vote.
There you go.
Look at the stress on his face.
Yeah, you're going to be disturbed.
I feel like I've seen the trailer and...
Oh, dude.
And you're watching the remake, right? Not the original.
Yeah, the remake is apparently scarier than this one. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll do that one.
I'm so excited.
I mean, the only reason I'm leaning on that one is because before we cracked a mic, he was, we should make this one hurt. Mm-hmm. It's the last one. We'll go deep. So he's willing to step up.
I agreed to make it hurt, but I didn't say hurt that bad.
You know what you should do, though, too? You should... Facebook Live yourself watching this one too.
And do it high.
Yeah. I'm fairly new to Reddit. It's only been in the last couple of years. And how do you even explain it to somebody that wouldn't know? It's like a message board.
Message board. People post news stories, funny pictures, videos. Everything on the internet gets put into one page. And then there's subreddits of categories. You know, if you're interested in... Yeah. In the Oilers, there's an Oiler subreddit where people just go on and talk about the Oilers.
Right? Yeah. It's blogging, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, essentially, yeah.
Anyway, so every once in a while, I'll hear about something that's going, you know, off on Reddit or whatever, and it's almost a daily check now for me, because sometimes there's interesting conversations on there that could lead to something that we could discuss on the show.
Yeah, there's an Ask Reddit where people will just ask questions. And sometimes they're interesting.
So, and again, it's just a tool that we use for radio. I don't know if... I don't think I'd be on it if I wasn't in radio.
I use it because like there's an Edmonton subreddit, so just local news stories and interesting things going on. But if I wasn't doing the show...
And it's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything you can possibly imagine. It's kind of a nerd site, to be fair. It's like a computer nerd site.
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, I was on there, and there was a Reddit, like an Ask Reddit thing, and there was a bit of a thread, and it was, what's the best non-alcoholic way to make a party crazy and fun? And I was going to respond, but quite often if you respond sarcastically on Reddit, you get kicked off.
You get downvoted.
You get downvoted. But I was going to say, introduce alcohol. What's wrong with you people?
You're not sober curious yet?
Why are you at a party where there's no booze?
Well, I looked at that thread too. The first thing was trivia game. So I was like, that sounds awful.
Womp, womp, womp. Trivia games drunk. Now that's fun.
A different story.
Fun! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! So, story came out yesterday, right?
Yeah. He did an interview in Australia. Snoop Dogg's official joint roller.
Yes, the guy that just travels around with
it. It rolls him joints all day. And he was saying that Snoop Dogg, he rolls about half a pound of weed a day. So Snoop, they were saying 75 to 150 joints is what Snoop Dogg will smoke in one day. 150 joints.
Jesus. That's crazy.
You would have to...
You'd have to be smoking nonstop.
And fast.
Well, I think with Snoop, because he's constantly surrounded by people, right? He's got an entourage. I think a lot of the smoking is done by other people.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think it's like, okay, he's not just rolling for Snoop Dogg, he's rolling for his entourage.
Yeah. Like, if you ever see Snoop hanging out with anybody, like, in any situation, there's always like a, there's always like an entourage. There's people around him, right? And so I'm guessing that if you're I'm hanging out with Snoop, I'm getting stoned.
Oh yeah. Right? I knew somebody a few years ago. I've told that story who had never smoked weed and they got backstage at a Snoop Dogg concert
and said, well, I guess if I'm going to do it, I'm doing it now.
This is the time.
But 150 joints in a day, like
that would be 12 and a half joints an hour if you had a 12 hour day.
Wow. Okay.
His joint roller makes about, previously said about $90,000 a year, but he has said he gave them a raise because of inflation. So that's a pretty good gig, too.
That's a pretty decent gig. So I'll do the math on my smoking habit. Back in the day, I was a pack and a half, a two pack.
Just cigarettes.
So how many? There's 20 or 25 cigarettes in a pack.
Yeah. 20 to 25, I think you choose.
Yeah, so I think I bought the 20 packs.
The harsh ones too, right?
Yeah, so that's 40 cigarettes in a day. Yeah.
I guess.
But that was back when I could still smoke at work, too. Like, I was smoking
Snoop Dogg smokes wherever he is, right? Like, he doesn't...
That's a good point.
...abide by rules.
There's certain people that just get away with things.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle's another one, right?
Dave Chappelle smokes cigarettes everywhere he goes. Restaurants,
doesn't he
airplanes.
Do, like, live shows and he's smoking on stage?
Smoking in the venues, yeah.
He did a thing at school.
Yeah.
But he was smoking at a high school on stage, giving a presentation.
Like Snoop Dogg, like Willie Nelson. If Willie Nelson came to this radio station,
I'm getting stoned with Willie.
And he'd be smoking weed in the studio.
Yeah.
Right? Like nobody would stop him.
We had a call from somebody that we know in town that had Seth Rogen in.
Oh, yeah.
And they called me, and I wasn't in town. And then they said, you want to come down and smoke a joint with Seth Rogen? And I'm like... I'm not here.
That's another one, though. You would definitely would.
Yes. Yeah. And so I called...
Jimmy never
what
went.
What happened? You didn't make it down. You know what? Something happened with him. He was supposed to show up,
maybe,
but then
that's what it was. Because I think he was launching his weed line.
He was in town launching his weed
line. Yeah, I think it was canceled last minute.
It was. It was canceled last minute because Jimmy was all set to go. And I was like, Jimmy, you got to find a way to get down there to smoke a joint and get a picture of you smoking weed with Seth
Rogen. Seth Rogen? It'd be amazing.
Buckaroo presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
This happens every single time McDonald's announces that they are bringing back the McRib in America and not here in Canada. People start demanding the McRib in Canada. A petition circulates online. People riot.
Nice.
And we end up getting another patty on the Big Mac. Not that I'm complaining about that. So there is a petition now because McDonald's announced that the McRib was getting a farewell tour in the USA, but not here in Canada. That petition has got a few thousand signatures on it at this moment. And I did some digging to find out when the last time the McRib was actually in Canada. And what I found was that the last time it was here was in 2015. Stephen Harper was prime minister at the time. Stephen Harper would then go on to lose the election to the boy with the nice hair, Justin Trudeau. The McRib then disappeared off of McDonald's menus and has not returned to Canada during Trudeau's reign. Justin Trudeau made weed legal, and he can't even give us a McRib. Shouldn't the two go hand in hand together?
this can't just be a coincidence, can it? That since Justin Trudeau became prime minister, we haven't had the McRib. And honestly, I've always thought that the people with the F. Trudeau flags were insane. But if it gets the McRib put back on the menu, send me the link to the flag store, please. I'll take six. The Grant Report is brought to you by our new line of drinking merchandise. Great shirts like I Swear to Drunk, I'm Not God. Maybe it's the beer talking, but I really like beer and more. Text Jimmy today for the link to shop.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
I will never quit drinking. I will always make sure that I can keep my body healthy enough so that I can always drink. I love seeing a sunrise with a cocktail, seeing a sunset with a cocktail, having friends walk into your house with a bottle of wine, getting on a plane. Can I get you something? Double Jack on the rocks. Lots of rocks. I love the moment someone says, hey, we should get a drink, and you're not supposed to. That feeling, it's like a first kiss. You don't get that first kiss kisses when you're married. You get to have those first drinks. At a brunch, someone goes, should we do mimosas? And then the waiter goes, actually, we have bottomless mimosas. And you're like, this is going to be the best day ever.
You just hype me up, bro. That was like a locker room speech.
Yeah.
That's pretty inspirational.
I should speak at AA meetings.
Okay. If there was a perfect comedian for the locker room,
mm-hmm.
It's Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer is coming to Edmonton March 3rd. I need to go. We're presenting the show.
We're unofficially presenting the show.
We just decided we're presenting the show.
I sent my boss a note last night, and I said, by the way, we're going to present, unofficially, we're going to present Bert Kreischer. Are you okay with that? And he went, who?
If you don't know who Bert Kreischer is, like our boss, he takes his shirt off on stage, but he's actually really funny, but he takes his shirt off on stage. He got famous because he has that story of the machine where he accidentally joined the Russian mafia. And this is a true story from his college days. He was in college for like 9 years.
Yes.
He actually wrote the movie Van Wilder
with Ryan Reynolds,
was written about Bert Kreischer.
Yes.
Because Bert Kreischer was named America's like top partier in the Rolling Stone magazine.
And that kind of launched his career.
They wrote Van Wilder about him.
Yeah.
And he's just, funny stand-up comedian.
Anyway, we're, like I said, we're taking ownership, so we should give out some details. He's doing the Jube.
Doing the Jube Friday. A Friday show, too, for Bert Kreischer.
Like,
he's the party comedian. He's the one that you barbecue in the parking lot for.
Yes, yes.
Friday, March 3rd. Pre-sale is happening right now. Tickets go on sale to the public, to everyone else, tomorrow morning.
We will see you at the show.
I wish he was playing a bigger venue.
Like, Jube is going to sell out like that.
The floor's
already gone with the pre-sale.
He's playing Saskatoon the night before, and he's playing like the arena. He's playing Sastel Center. Yeah. And here he's just playing the Jube. So
I like that we're getting him in a soft seater, though. I love the Jube, but you're right.
It's a great place to see a show.
I wonder if they thought about throwing him in a Rogers and then thought it wasn't big enough for something.
Yeah. Well, I know in Saskatoon he's just doing the lower bowl of the arena.
Yeah. Well, they could have done that at Rock.
Or maybe they'll add another show, like a late show. Who knows?
Well, check.
7 o'clock is the
See what kind of openings he has after March 3rd.
Oh, he's in Vancouver the next day or something.
Is it the next day? Well, they're not going to jostle that.
He's like in Saskatoon Thursday and then...
Yeah, trust me when I tell you,
Friday.
This show is going to sell out instantly.
Yeah, with the presale, you're not wrong. The floor is already
almost
sold out. So
unofficially
he's in Calgary
presented
the day after.
By the locker room. We got to try to get him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll send him a tweet.
Even I would go to that. I don't normally go to a lot of the stuff that... But he's
love
funny.
Him. You'd
he's
love
funny.
Him. He is hilarious.
In the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
By the way, I have been blamed for this a couple of times already. This is not my fault because I actually do not have Apple Music or Apple TV.
Okay.
So the price hike has nothing to do with me. I actually had... Legit, more than a couple of people go, did you just get Apple? Because the price went up.
It's going up a dollar for individual plans, $2 more for family plans.
Aren't you anti-Apple Music because you're into Spotify?
I'm not anti-Apple. I was never... I was a late sort of comer to the iPhones. Was a late adopter of Apple technology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, You know how you can tell if you meet somebody whether or not they have a Samsung, a BlackBerry,
yeah,
or an Apple in their pocket? I'm not the guy that should be walking around with an Apple. Apple products.
You're the guy that needs that everybody would think you still have a flip phone.
I hung on to that BlackBerry forever.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not a big change guy, right? And that was part of the problem for me with Apple, was it was constantly changing.
For me with Apple, I don't use Apple Music, but Apple TV has really stepped up their game. Like, yeah, the amount of good shows, Ted Lasso, Severance, that Bad Sisters show that's on there, C with Jason Momoa, The Morning Show with Stephen Carell
and Jennifer Aniston.
There's a new one with the guy from Sons of Anarchy. Jax from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, is that on Apple?
That's an Apple show.
That looks good.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like a 24 thing.
Yeah, he escapes from a prison in Bombay or something. And
okay.
Yeah. Like, the amount of shows they have on there now is really good.
Everyone's
quality.
Stepping up their game in the content world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, look what Prime is doing. So Amazon's doing it. They're spending money on content because they're all going after Netflix.
Even that the greatest beer run ever, that movie we want to watch.
Yeah,
that's an Apple movie. And Emancipation, that's an Apple
movie. That's an Apple movie as well.
With Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, when
I don't know if I'm going to jump in, though.
I get it for free on my Fire Stick, but.
Yeah, I'm not.
So I don't pay for it.
I'm not at the Fire Stick level yet. Somebody was trying to talk me into the Fire Stick again. I'm like, I can't do it.
When we started hanging out, I was anti-Apple.
Yeah,
I hate it. And until I got that Google phone and sent everybody I know every contact and picture I had.
Yeah, you had problems with that Google phone.
And then I always had problems with your Androids. You couldn't fly with the one. That's why you couldn't come to Jamaica one year.
I don't understand the I don't understand the Android thing. Like it's too complicated for me.
Mm.
And I don't think. Have you seen anybody with a Google phone?
Yeah.
I just, really?
My sister has one. She really likes it, but.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
My niece actually has my old one.
And she's okay with it?
Does she know how to work it?
Oh, yeah. She knew how to use it way before I did.
Yeah. I'll probably stick with. The reason why I ended up finally going with an iPhone was, it was quite some time ago now, but we got an app at the radio station I was working at.
Mm-hmm.
And it only worked on iPhones. It didn't work on BlackBerry. And I was like, I better learn the app. Like, I better learn how apps work for radio stations.
Yeah.
So I ended up flipping, and I've just sort of stuck with it.
But now I'm almost all my stuff. Like, I have...
You have a Mac at home?
Computer. I have iPads. I have...
Yeah, you're a dead...
So I have a good iPad, and then I have my porn iPad.
All right. On that note,
you're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Good morning, Cruise. What
morning,
tune
Cruise.
Am I trying to play on harmonica from Bryan Adams?
I'm just guessing. Kids Want to Rock?
You got it, brother! I knew it would go right out of the gates. What's your name?
Randy.
Old Randy. Not enough Randys out there. I got to say that out loud. Randy, give us a good woo. Last chance at Adam's tickets tomorrow. Same time, we'll do it.
He's got 10 years of high school, a month of university, most educated member of the show.
And now Jimmy Explains.
So scientists, or mostly astronomers, have discovered that there's like a planet orbiting a small star that has a fluffy atmosphere. So it's a lot less
dense. Looks like a big marshmallow.
Yeah, is what they're saying. It's because...
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
No, it's not because of the Ghostbusters. It's about 580 light years away from Earth.
It's not that far.
Oh, that's quite far.
It's like a long weekend.
Yeah.
Start walking. So what they're saying is the reason why it's got a fluffy atmosphere is because it's less dense than our atmosphere. So if they were to combine together, this one would float on top of our atmosphere because it's less dense.
Kind of like a B-52.
Or like
a White Russian.
So
right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we're not alcoholics on the show that we talk about constellations and it turns into booze. But so,
is it habitable? Like, is there could their life?
They're saying they're not sure because it does have a lot less of an atmosphere, so the heavier elements aren't in it that give the protection.
Okay. The thing about this bit, as I think we're going to start to hear a lot more, Jimmy explains, because they got these new telescopes.
Right, they're right? discovering things all over.
Yeah, so yeah. We're seeing things and we're getting a better look at things. So, again, thank you.
But oxygen...
I don't know what we would do without you.
Oxygen and water are actually more dense than this atmosphere in. So
than the marshmallow planet.
Yeah, then it wouldn't necessarily work.
See, you listen to this bit, Jimmy explains, and you go to the pub later tonight, and you turn into Cliff. You can tell everyone the story about the marshmallow planet.
I was listening to Locker Room.
Yeah, you tell it as if you know, as if you already knew it. It's fact.
All right.
Yep.
And I explain it well.
Well, there'll be a slowed down version coming up.
If they were to, combined together, this one would float on top of our atmosphere.
I like the music too.
Yeah, that sounded good.
You're in the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So Matthew Perry from Friends has got a book coming out. It's a memoir, right? And he's had a bit of a rough go.
Yeah, we were talking about that, Jimmy and I, how he details his drugs and alcohol throughout Friends, and how you can tell, like, when he's really skinny, that was pills. When he's fatter, that was alcohol. When he's got a goatee, that was lots of pills throughout the show, yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit of a train wreck,
died at one point.
Yeah.
He had, like, a 2% chance to live, and he made it, yeah.
Anyway, in the book, because now it's being teased, you know, there's this, he's talking about this, la-da-da-da. He takes a shot at Keanu Reeves. Do you want to set it up, Grant?
So he was talking about, because he was friends with River Phoenix. And so he was talking about River Phoenix and Heath Ledger. And he was saying, how is it that these two people died and Keanu Reeves still walks among us, is what he said in the book.
Which is absolutely ridiculous to say out loud because we all know why.
Yeah.
It was, you know, drugs, right? And, you know, there are very untalented people that die every day, and there's very talented people that die every day. So it was kind of... I thought that the Keanu Reeves thing was a little harsh. No?
So he came out and apologized, obviously, and he was saying he likes Keanu. He actually is a fan of Keanu. He was just basically using a random name, like an example. Kind of like when we're like, oh, look at that Terry driving down the street. Oh, it's a Karen. There's a Karen complaining. He was just kind of using a random actor, and he said it was a mistake. And
I thought maybe there was some history there, because they're both Canadian. Matthew Perry and Keanu Reeves are might even be around the same age, too, no?
Probably around the same age, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, he says it was just a random actor he thought of when he was writing his book, and he apologizes for it, but it's the wrong person because everyone loves Keanu Reeves.
Well, and the thing about the Keanu Reeves reference is I get it from the perspective of, okay, you're comparing actors, and River Phoenix probably would have gone on to be a very successful character actor.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he would have been the Marlon Brando of our times, but he was on that path.
Well, then
right?
Heath Ledger was really hitting his stride, too.
Yeah.
And doing some crazy things, yeah.
And Keanu has had some interesting, I wouldn't call them missteps, but even the stuff that he did that's kind of corny is, I don't know, there's a talent there. I just think that he used the wrong name.
Yeah.
Like, I think he could have... Like, I was trying to think of a better example. Like, I don't know, maybe like Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That would be fair, maybe.
Can you think of a better example than Keanu Reeves? That, like, I understand what he was trying to do.
I know what he was trying to do. It's just he used the wrong person.
You used the wrong guy!
Because everyone loves Keanu Reeves.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, like, big actors...
That are sort of the juxtaposition to what River Phoenix would have been.
Yeah.
Right?
First thing that popped into my mind, he's not a big actor, but he's...
What about Tom Cruise? Sorry to cut you off, but...
I was thinking Dennis Rodman, but...
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, there we go.
Way better!
That would be a better pick.
Yeah. That's a better pick, Matthew. Right?
Yeah, change your book.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
I've talked about sleep a lot. I actually believe that sleep is probably one of the most disregarded factors of your health that we go through. That I'm trying to find a way to explain this.
So people don't pay attention to it. They look at their
What am I eating? How much am I exercising? Yeah. La, da, da, da,
but nobody looks at how much I'm sleeping at night.
I don't think people pay as much attention to sleep as they should.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the biggest thing that you can... If you want to do one thing right now to increase your health or help yourself out mentally, physically... Figure out how to get some sleep.
Sleep's a tough one for me because I sleep well. Like, as soon as my head hits the pillow, I could be out if I wanted. But we wake up early, and I don't like going to bed early.
You're a night owl.
I like the evening.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to bed at 8 o'clock and miss the whole night, and then where's the fun in life, right?
Yeah.
So it's a tough one. So I usually go to bed about 10 o'clock and then sleep till... 4:15 or whatever.
The study that I read was that sleeping 5 hours or fewer every night could put you at risk for multiple chronic diseases. And the study is showing that it's high.
Okay.
And if you're over the age of 50 and you've been doing this for a long time, I've got friends that... I've told you about the one friend that he goes to bed at midnight and he's up at 5 o'clock every night. Doesn't matter. And he doesn't fall asleep right away. And it doesn't matter if he goes to bed at 10, 1, 2, 6 o'clock that night. He's up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Just like the internal alarm clock.
Yeah. And he's been doing that forever. Mm-hmm. And I know he doesn't get good sleep. Like, he knows it.
Yeah.
And it's not that I worry about that guy, but... I would not, if somebody called me and said, hey, did you hear so-and-so had a heart attack? I'd go,
it's because he didn't sleep.
But I sleep 4 or 5 hours at night, but I also take a nap in the afternoon.
Is it cumulative?
You don't get enough sleep.
Is it cumulative?
And I think you have sleep apnea, build it up? Too.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have sleep apnea.
Yeah. I think you die multiple times in the evening.
Here's the thing is...
We've recorded you, and you sound like
you're dying. You recorded me from the last time you played a recording. I think you were in the parking lot, and I was in your house.
The last time we recorded you and played it on the air, somebody actually took their time to write us a letter to say, you need to get that guy help. And that was how you got hooked up with the stints.
Yeah, they give you a bunch of nose shunts, and then...
Which didn't last.
No, they were uncomfortable to put in.
But I also started that during the pandemic, and then I would wear them during the day, and everybody thought because my nose was running and I was that I had COVID.
It was literally this thing you would jam into his nose, and it kept his airways open at night.
Yeah, yeah. It actually worked, didn't it? What were they called?
I never wore them. Never made it as far to wearing them at night. I'd wear them in the afternoon. Like, what, for my afternoon nap, but
there's
just
a lot of people on those machines, too. Mm-hmm. Like, a ton of people.
Yeah.
You don't snore, do you?
Oh, I snore.
Do you?
Yeah, I snore for sure.
Has Mac brought it up? Like,
she likes it. She's like, it's comforting. She likes the noise when she sleeps.
Okay.
She's got the fan going. She's,
I don't snore.
I'm pretty sure your wife sent us a
I only
audio.
Snore when I drink.
Yeah, the last time you sleeping. Claimed you didn't snore, your wife recorded you that night and sent it to me.
You got to figure out your sleep stuff, though, everybody. Honestly, it's so important, and I don't know how else to put it. I think you're really doing damage to yourself long term if you're a short sleep. And I know there's somebody out there right now that functions quite well, and it's amazing how well these individuals function.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm telling you, if you're that guy, and there's a lot of people out there that like, I get 4 hours, that's it, that's all I need. I don't think that's healthy.
You're going to die.
Like, just before. Like, just
and
before.
That was another Locke, Dr. Locke segment.
Wasn't it just before you became Dr. Locke, you watched a video of a doctor saying that if my patients got more sleep and more water.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was just before you became Dr.
It was one of those shows, Dr. Oz or something.
Yeah.
And it was, they had a doctor on, and this doctor was, and the reason why it stuck out for me is because he was so animated.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, if my patients got enough sleep, what did he say? And drank
more water.
And there was one more thing. And got off their fat asses. Like, he literally was very animated. He was like, if they just did a little bit of exercise,
mm-hmm.
slept a full night's sleep, and drank damn water, I would see half my patients half as much as I do. And the Dr. Oz or whoever it was, the famous person on the show goes, oh, come on, really? And he goes, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
He was a lot like me in his approach. He was like, I'm telling you right now, if my damn patients drank enough water, got enough sleep, and got off their fat asses, I'd see half as many as I do.
10,000 steps a day.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I think it's there are some simple ways to get yourself back on track.
Go to bed earlier.
Well, I don't even think it's that. I think it's just the amount of sleep you get.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, we talked about this last time with sleep, the consistency of it, too. I chastise him about it because there's only so much that I can do with him. Like, he's just a... Well, that's a whole other... That's 10 years of work right there in front of you. I can't even think about Jimmy on that level. But what I do try to mention to him is, dude, try to be a little more consistent. He stays up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning on Fridays and Saturdays.
I've and cut it down. It's one or two now.
So he completely turns his sleep schedule right around on its head.
Yeah, it's interesting because on a weekday, you wake up at 3 in the morning. On a weekend, you go to bed at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's so...
That's rare.
That is so unhealthy, I think. I feel bad for shift workers, man.
I get it, though.
Yeah.
Now, here's some shit that didn't make the show.
Good morning, Cruz.
Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
Yeah, my name's Lee Adams, and my daughter is in grade 9 at FR Haytor. And next week, they have Bring Your Kid to Work Today, and she's in broadcasting at school. And I was wondering, do you guys maybe would be willing to bring her in for the day on next week?
I'm not sure. Are we allowed to do that right now?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the rules are on that.
Our rules have sort of shifted and changed, but we're still not really bringing guests in. Okay. And again, I don't know. Maybe it's just a lack of just engagement on that, and it has changed, but yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, to be honest. So she's in grade 9?
Yes.
And she wants to get into broadcasting?
Yes.
Okay, and this is the show you want to send her to?
I listen to you guys every morning, and I think it would actually be kind of fun for her.
Okay. All right. I was thinking more traumatic.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting.
Do me a favor. Send me an email.
Okay.
And then I'll... What kind of timeline am I looking at here?
It would be next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fire me an email there, brother, and we'll go from there. Because I just got to clear it with the bosses to make sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What's your name again?
Lee Adams.
Lee, and your daughter's name?
Meg.
Meg. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. And my email's up on 957cruisefm.ca, but it's LOC at 957cruise. What is it?
957cruisefm.ca.
Cruise. There you go, brother. All right, Lee.
Cool. Thanks.
Hopefully we can make something work for this. All right?
Excellent. Cool. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. On time and under budget. Sounds like it, too.
Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating.
Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM.